traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. They can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boomville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on January 20th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Keller Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming an controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Should a night controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still hasn't done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. All outtake calls and regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening.
KC2NBU.
Okay, well, we've got George and Ray. N2PFM. George, how you doing?
Well, good evening, Bob and Ray, and anybody else on the net. Got a temperature of 33 degrees. That's the high. And we had a low, let's see, it was 17, I think it was here this morning. We got about 3 inches of snow the other day out of all that lake effect. Thank God that's all we got before it went south. And now they say the wind is going to be from a west-northwest direction Monday for the lake effect. So see what's going to happen. We don't get too much of it here. So I share a little, but you know, enough's enough, as they would say. So that's about the situation here. Nothing too much else to offer, so we'll say God bless and 73s and 2PFM clear.
All right, George. Well, I'll tell you, it's cool, it's winter, and it's going to be here. And I know we can't do much about the snow, but at least we're getting enough to say the ground is white, and that's about it. It's far cry from years past. Okay, well, thank you for checking in. KC2NBU, Ray, how's everything going?
Well, we've got 31 degrees up on the hill, and it's still snowing. It's snowing hard enough that the satellite dish isn't working. But, so, we're using the DVR, watching stuff that we recorded. Check the dish, put a garbage bag over top of the dish, and so none of the snow is sticking to it, but it's still not working.
You know, I think they need to have, somebody needs to invent a wiper that'll wipe that thing off every so often when it snows, and that would kind of funny in a way. I was thinking about it, considering the shape of the dish should be a little bit difficult. Well, yeah, I know what you mean with the DVR, and they're good items. You can record things, watch something else, and works out real good when you don't have any signal. Okay, well, thank you for checking in. I hope you and George both had a happy new year and a safe one. This is N5AOW looking for check-in.
N2WBX.
N2WBX. Dennis, how you doing?
Hello, Bob. And I just heard Ray talking about the problem he's having with the satellite dish. I just wanted to drop my 2 cents in. When I had my satellite dishes installed, my internet is satellite and so is my TV. I was aware of the problem that people kept complaining about during the wintertime with the snow accumulation, and I asked the installer about that. He said you can do one of two things or both of them. He said the cheapest and easiest is to spray the reflector dish, not the LMB. Spray the reflector dish with vegetable oil. He said that'll keep the ice from forming on it. He said the snow is generally not a problem. He says the ice is what the problem. And the fact of the matter is, I'm looking at my my computer right now. I've got no problem at all, 5 miles to the east of Boonville Village. So just wanted to drop that in there. The second thing that he can do is take one of the pipe wraps, the electrical pipe wraps that you keep to keep your pipes from freezing, and wrap that around the LNB arm and plug that in, and that'll keep the arm warm. Don't mess with the LNB itself, otherwise you'll screw it all up, but keep the LNB arm warm, and that'll keep anything off the LNB itself. Over.
Ray, pick it up if you have a comment on that. Okay, Dennis, well, very good information. That's something I guess we all could use for a helpful tip on that. I know in years past when we had to set up outside like that, same problem Ray was getting, and I sheltered it a little bit with a kind of a lean-to effect over the top of it, but still, there were times you got snow on it and ice, and it did make a difference on it. That's a good point and a good helpful tip. Okay, well, thank you for checking in. We'll make another call, see if anyone else care to check in. This is N5AOW, Net Control. Well, my day today consisted of replumbing the whole house. I got everything in preparation in the last week or so, little odds and ends and whatever else I needed to put in place before I started cutting everything out and starting over again. Have a severe iron problem with the well, and it builds up, well, in 18 years, I'll tell you what. It cut the inside of the pipe dimension down by over half. So I would say it probably went from 3/4 to 3/8 opening. Not good. Numerous problems result because of it. But anyway, it's up and running again. Everything new right from the faucets down. And it works out very well. I got a couple things to tend to, but otherwise pick up the mess and be done with it. So that's the total for me for the day. Yeah, we'll make another call, see if anyone else would care to check in. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service. Anyone else care to check in? Are there any comments or queries? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. Want to thank George, Ray, and Dennis for checking in, and all those that listen. 73 to all. N5AOW, clear.
To WPX, hello, Dennis. gotten up above freezing finally. That's up to about 38 degrees. But that's only in the last couple of hours. You get some beautiful sheets of ice out on the roads out there.
N5 AOW, good evening, Jack. No traffic.
N5 AOW, hello, Bob. Thank you for checking in. Appreciate it. Looking for any additional stations. Okay, very good. Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3 to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. K-8-2-0-0.